neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When Ribono Sholem spoke to Am Yisrael, the Olam became quiet. You didn't hear a jig from nobody. Not from the cow, not from the bulbul, nothing. The whole Olam became shaken. So now the question is that what is that exactly all about? Why Ribono Shel Olam, when he spoke, then the whole Olam was silent? What's the message? What else would you expect? Like, let's say if there is a concert, like
cheering, clapping.
No? You're right? So now when is Ribono Shel Olam speaks, should it be quiet or everybody do helhele?
Helhele is like hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they come from. Hazak Baruch. Yeah. Which one?
Quiet.
Helhele. Helhele. Everybody's so excited that Ribono Shel Olam is speaking and giving you the Torah. So everybody's right awake and, you know, singing. No?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Right?
If Hashem was to arrive and he comes to the podium or whatever, and
you don't cheer, you don't clap?
Yeah. Everybody goes quiet. And the same, president. The president comes.
Right, but we have 10 clap. Statements.
Yeah.
So between every statement, you don't clap.
Okay.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
So what does it mean that the whole Olam was quiet?
Because they were in such awe and they were speechless.
They were speechless.
Yeah. Like they were, it's so awesome.
No, they were not even here on a between.
No.
No. First two, they were out completely.
Did they hear the two or not?
Did they
hear the two or not? But we're not talking about only the people. We're talking about the whole creation.
The people that they're the machlugot.
But we don't see that the bird died or the cow died. We don't see such a thing. No? They died? They didn't die. So now here, there's a beautiful message, and that is that we learn from here a very important lesson, and that is that there's a sign, they call it mahak, a tester, that for one to realize that is he really doing anything as far as being a good Yehudi, like doing the tefillah, doing the Torah, learning. You know, people, when they drive, they listen to the Torah. You tell them, like, beginning of the, like, what happened to Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, they know the whole end of the story. And sometimes they just, you know, when you repeat it, they just fall asleep because they say, you know, we heard it already. So now here, the Midrash explained to us a very important message. And that is, Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us that many times that you feel that circumstances, people, they aggravate you, they bother you. Like, let's say when you talk to them, instead of being awake, they fall asleep. It's very bothersome. That's why I'm talking to you, you fall asleep. So now, but here, or they're doing other things, you know, they're playing. Here, Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us to know if you have the real Torah or not, if you have the sense that everything is quiet, you have the real Torah. But if something bothers you, that means that your Torah that you have is not really
important.
Perfect Torah. Too complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Well,
course, because if something bothers you, that means that becomes secondary to the Torah.
Right. So that means if you have a sense that you feel things around you, and your expectation is otherwise, so that means whatever that you gain from learning Torah and your tefillah, so that means it really was not impacted on you. Because when Hashem spoke, everything was quiet. So what does it mean? That means if you follow me and you learn the way you're supposed to, so then everything around you is quiet. You have a peace of mind. But if you have not attained such a level, so every move is bothersome. Every move is aggravating. You become so picky. You understand? I don't think so.
No, I have not understood it at all.
All right, maybe, okay. One more thing, maybe that will help. At Ma'amad HaSinai, we got a certificate. What is that certificate? Am
Segula.
Segula. Am Segula. Very nice. So now, Am Segula is exactly the same thing as Segol, right? Segol. What is Segol? You have two dots and one under, right? It's got Segol. It's one of the vowels that we use. Like when you put the Segol under Aleph, what sound does it have?
Yeah.
Hey. When you put the Segol under the bed, what sound does it have?
Yeah.
Chazak Baruch. So now, you take this Segol, right, and you put a circle around it, right? Put a circle around the Segol. How does it look like?
It's a face.
Chazak Baruch. A face. What type of the face?
Upside down face.
The eyes and the nose.
The upside down.
The first part was all right.
Eyes.
Eyes and?
Lips.
Eyes and mouth. Chazak Baruch. Barikallah. Very nice. So now here, when Ribono Shalom told us, Yom Segula, what did he mean? That means that I select you because you have such a unique eyes and mouth. What does it mean? That means your eyes, if looks at people that they bother you, you don't have a kosher eye. If you look at things that they're negative, that means you don't have a kosher eye. If you speak negative about other people, that means you don't have a
kosher mouth.
So now when Ibn Shalom said that you are my Am Segula, he meant you are a Segol. What does Segol mean? That your eyes and your mouth, just like the Segol, he has to only look where?
Kosher.
Your mouth only says things that is?
Kosher.
Only kosher. So that's what exactly the whole Ma'amad Sinai is all about. When Hashem spoke, everything was quiet. What does it mean? To know you did your tefillah the way that was supposed to, your learning Torah is supposed to, if you feel something around you that is bothersome, so that means your tefillah was not kosher. Your Torah was not kosher. Because if you feel something is aggravating around you, you have a long way to go. He gave you a gift, like a small gift, like a little personal airplane. Your birthday, yeah, give you a private jet. So what are you going to do with it?
Sit in it and travel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about storage? Use it as a storage. Huh?
Yeah, for what is storage?
Maybe use it as a storage.
You're not using it for its worth.
So if Ibn Sholam gave us the Torah, the personal jet, then you're going to waste it? Chas v'shalom. Huh? Huh? So now, so if at Shavuot time we hope, we think that we received Torah a couple of days ago, so what the attitude should be the day after and the day after? What should it be? You look through the window and you see a personal jet and you see a little card, happy birthday. What do?
Introduce this friend to everybody.
You cannot wait to get out and then go for a cruise with it.
Yeah.
So that's the attitude we should have through Atana Udusha. That we should not forget we have such a tool. And it should not be wasted, Chas v'Shalom. You know what we can do with it? You know, how we can be benefit from it? You amsa gula, watch out for your eyes. You know, what's the use? You say, where have you been? Where did you come? You said, all the bad again, you know, for what? Well, you came late. Why you late? Why are you aggravating yourself? This is not the Torah. This is not the Torah. Why? Because you have to learn, you cannot look a place that you're not going to get nothing out of it. You cannot open your mouth because it's not going to work. It's not going to work. This is the Torah. But if you look at somewhere that, you know, just to put something down, you know, to disrespect somebody, to say something that it's not going to use. Well, what's the use? It's not going to listen to you. Why are you going to tell him? You're not going to correct anything. So this is what the Torah is all about. That's what the Midrash is teaching us. Yiruv Sholem spoke, everything was quiet. So that means when you spoke Torah, you have to see such a peace. Don't aggravate yourself.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.